Three singles here in this frame for Vanderbilt. The pitch. Shows bunt, lays it down. This goes first base side bars. He's going to score. Picked up by Curley. He flips off to first base. It goes over Fisher's head. Humphrey goes to third base. He slips. He stops. He goes back to the bag. Mike Mancini down to second base. Little razzle dazzle for Vanderbilt here in the bottom of the second inning. They go with the safety squeeze. They score Barzi, and they get two in scoring position as the flip from Curley flies past Fisher.
A little Andrew Allegretta for us. Speaking of Mike Mancini, he is on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Mike, thank you for joining us, and congratulations to you and your teammates on earning the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament. I would love your scouting report on the Nashville Regional. You open against Wright State on Friday, East Tennessee State, and Louisville as well. What's your overall scouting report on your potential opponents?
Yeah, we're excited. The selection show yesterday was a lot of fun. Got all the guys together and some fans as well. We're getting ready to head to practice here pretty soon, so we're kind of going to learn more about Wright State and what they have planned and the kind of scouting report there. But we know we're playing Wright State on Friday. The team's excited, and we're ready to kind of get it rolling and start this regional up in Nashville.
Your team is in this position due to, among other things, a late-season power surge. The team hit 27 home runs over the final 16 SEC games after hitting only 13 in the first 14 games. What's behind that power surge, you think?
Yeah, our motto has just been getting better every single day, every single practice. And I think as the season has progressed through the ups and downs, we've continued to grow. Each practice, we kind of, seem to get better and better. And, as the season goes on and such a long season, the guys have been able to get closer and closer. And I think that's kind of been what's helpful to us, just continuing to kind of grow the camaraderie around the guys. Practices have been great. And I think, as the season progressed and, we started to get into playoff baseball, the guys have all just kind of been prepared, and we've been working towards this moment, so I think it's starting to show a little bit.
We're talking to Mike Mancini, who has been playing some great baseball for Vanderbilt as they get ready for the NCAA tournament. Mike, I'm curious. We were just talking about how the game has evolved, but balancing that with Vanderbilt's tradition and baseball culture. You're one of the guys that has transferred into the program. I'm curious what you noticed about the culture when you arrived and how – some of the guys that had been there for a while, and obviously Tim Corbin's been there for a long time, what you inherited, how did they bring you in?
Yeah, they brought me in with open arms. As a transfer student, you kind of almost seem to go back to being a freshman for a little bit. Like, you're not sure, if the guys are going to bring you in, how the team is going to react with a new player. With the whole portal nowadays, everyone kind of going in and out. But when I stepped foot on campus, immediately every single guy that was here before, coaches, staff, just welcomed you with open arms, and you almost felt like you've been here the past 2 years leading up to this year, and it's been special. Vanderbilt is historic, and I think it's largely due to just the group of guys and the character that everyone has here. Everyone seems to have the character that matches each one's personality, and we've been able to get along so well, and Coach Corbin does a great job at just teaching us a lot more than baseball and a lot about life, and I think that kind of carries over as well onto a team.
Mike, how in this day and age, it's so much more common than it was even 5 or 6 years ago for somebody to transfer like yourself. How tough a decision was that for you to leave James Madison, where obviously you were doing really well on the team? You had a good team.
Yeah, it's extremely tough. It's definitely one of the hardest decisions I had to make in my life. But a couple coaches left. Guys were, graduating, getting drafted, stuff like that. So didn't know what the team was going to look like the following year. Talked with coaches, family, supporting, people in my life, and felt like it was the best decision. And, you never know. It's kind of the fear of the unknown every time you kind of make a decision. But I think that's the enjoyable thing about life is, you never know what the future is going to hold. But, holding close to your faith has been huge for me. And I couldn't have been asked to be in a better position, and where we are right now, it's special, and definitely glad I made this decision.
you're a very versatile player in the field, just like a lot of players that Vanderbilt recruits. And it seemed to take a while for everybody to sort of sort out their role. I know you were injured at the beginning. There was a couple other guys banged up. But it now looks like you guys have that continuity up and down the lineup that that really gives you guys confidence.
Yes, 100%. I think that's kind of the thing we knew all along is the beginning of the year, I think, you know, half this team is transfers and freshmen. The other half are guys that have been here for 3 or 4 years. So you knew it was going to take a little bit to kind of, you know, connect and really get everyone's personalities, you know, alike and opened up. And I think as the season goes on, that's kind of just something we preach. Like, we knew we were going to go through peaks and valleys, and we were able to kind of get through that because we kind of all just believe that, you know, as the season progresses, practices kind of ramp up, you're going to be with the guys every day. And we do a great job at and not just being together at the facility, but, you know, eating out together, you know, watching sports games. We have a great facility as well. And we have a catering room, and Amy does a great job at hosting, you know, Super Bowl, March Madness. So guys are always together, you know, what feels like 24/7. So a couple months fly by and now you got 40 brothers instead of teammates.
Mike, they showed a clip in the game on Sunday for the championship of you playing in the Little League World Series. And I hadn't thought about it watching you, but I remember watching that because it was against Goodlettsville. And I have a son that's close to your age. And so I can remember watching it. He and I would watch it. And Goodlettsville, of course, there's a lot of local players here. Has anybody during the course of the season come up to you? Because you guys beat Goodlettsville. You guys won the whole thing. I know you remember it very vividly. What a unique experience that was. But is anybody give you a hard time about knocking off Goodlettsville in Williamsport?
No. Funny you say that. They always bring up the shake-off video. That's kind of where everyone seems to know me as, and I always kind of have to remind them that we did end up winning it the following year. But there's a couple viral clips out there from the Little League days. But yeah, I think, you know, it's funny because when I came here, I kind of made the connection of Goodlettsville, and I just remember, you know, Goodlettsville was such a great team, and their coach Joey Hale, you know, he kind of stuck in my mind, such a great person, and I think, you know, I think he's actually pretty close friends with Coach Corbin as well, so it was pretty neat to kind of make that connection. And you know, I make sure to show a couple of the clips of me striking some guys out here at the facility just so they don't knock me too much for the shakeoff.
What's the best memory that you have from Williamsport? Obviously you guys had a lot of success there, but what do you take away from it?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because as a 12-year-old, you don't really know like what you're doing. You're kind of just playing baseball, and being able to kind of look back because it's all, you know, on YouTube and ESPN Plus and stuff, and being able to kind of look at, you know, you were playing in front of a huge crowd. And I think the coolest part is those are guys all from your hometown. You know, you grow up with them, pretty much you're with them every day. We all live fairly close to each other. And I think that's kind of special as we grow up and everyone's kind of off at different colleges. We're still able to connect and have reunions for the Little League World Series. And, you know, obviously my father was the third base coach. So being able to share that moment with him is special. I'll definitely carry that forever.
Mike Mancini is with us. Mike, it's a well-told story. You guys took a while to hit your groove. There was a couple of turning points, maybe the Oklahoma series. Tim Corbin was talking about needing to win that third game at Ole Miss. You guys have had a lot of drama here, some great wins. What in your mind was the key to having everything come together?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, there's a bunch of different keys. Obviously, Oklahoma was a big one for us. You know, we lost those first two games, and we had a team meeting, and kind of we were able to kind of just almost kind of hit the reset button. We knew kind of what we needed to do, what we wanted to do, and how good we are. And we just kind of hit that reset button. We didn't panic, and we were able to take that game Sunday. I think one of the biggest things that I kind of think about is Alabama when we were down in the ninth and we hit a walk-off. I think as a team, once you do that once, the belief you can do it, you know, 100 times, doesn't matter what the score is, it's always going to be there. And I think that when we were able to beat Alabama being down in the ninth, it gave us a lot of confidence that we're never out of any game. All you need to do is once. Once you did it that one time, we continued to do it again. We ended up walking off Alabama again and then Kentucky twice. So I think it definitely takes a little bit of luck, but a lot of hard work. And this group and its belief system has, I think, really been what kind of it brought us through, you know, the peaks and valleys of the year.
One more quick one here, Mike, before you got to run. I know you guys have practice here, but everybody's really been fascinated with Connor Fennell and his unique style, the way he goes at guys. He works quick, and he's got that unique skill set where he doesn't throw particularly hard, but he's got that nasty changeup. When did you realize that he was something pretty special here? Like in the fall, did you face him? Like he's different than most guys.
Yes, he is. He's funky. You know, he's got that long wingspan. He's, you know, like you said, he doesn't throw hard, but he can hit his spots. And I think we definitely saw some of that in the fall, especially with how fast he works. It just makes your brain kind of speed up, and you're not able to kind of, you know, focus on one pitch. You're just so worried about, you know, why is he moving so fast? How do you stop this? And he's been able to do a great job. His work ethic is huge. You know, he's such a very, you know, laid back, like calm, like he's always kind of, you know, energetic, but not like, you know, nervous. And I think that is kind of what, you know, helps him. His confidence really, really takes him a long way. You know, he knows he doesn't throw 100 like most of the guys in the SEC, but his confidence is he believes he throws 100, and, you know, guys that face him, you know, it looks like he does. So we've been so fortunate enough to have someone like him, and, you know, he makes the game fly by, you know, just how fast he works, and it helps our offense get back in the dugout and not on our feet in the field so much.
Mike Mancini of Vanderbilt Baseball joining us on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Good luck on Friday against Wright State.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Mike Mancini joining us on the program.